This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall.
Бүгін таңғы 07:22-де Алматы-Нұр-Сұлтан бағыты бойынша
Newscasts in Kazakhstan today are reporting on the crash of a Bek Air passenger jetliner with close to 100 people on board. It went down shortly after takeoff from Almaty after hitting a concrete barrier and a building. At least 12 people were killed, nearly 50 others injured. Many are said to be in critical condition. More from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Officials say the plane had 98 people on board when it crashed in Almaty. Kazakhstan's deputy prime minister says investigators are looking into two possibilities for the cause, pilot error or technical failure. He says the plane's tail hit the runway twice, indicating it struggled to take off. A survivor says the plane started shaking less than 2 minutes after takeoff.
That was Mike Hempen. The ill-fated plane was described as a 23-year-old turbojet, last recertified to operate in May. Bek Air Flight 2100 was headed to the Kazakh capital of Nur-Sultan when tragedy struck. China's defense ministry has announced it will hold joint naval drills with Iran and Russia in the Indian Ocean and Gulf of Oman. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
China will send a guided missile destroyer. A defense ministry spokesman said the drill was a, quote, normal military exchange between the three armed forces and was in line with international law and practices. But it also brings together three of the United States' chief global rivals at one of the world's most sensitive hotspots. The Gulf of Oman is a particularly sensitive waterway as it connects to the Strait of Hormuz, the shipping route for about a fifth of the world's oil.
That was Zachary Goldman of Reuters. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says he was dragged out of his office by police officers who then searched the headquarters of his anti-corruption foundation in Moscow. So far, no official word on why. From Washington, this is VOA News.